Many revelations about the juvenile justice system in Tasmania have been made during the state's ongoing commission of inquiry into child sexual abuse in institutional settings. Over the last week, hearings have been focused on the Ashley Youth Detention Centre, where the commission heard evidence of sexual and physical abuse, isolation and bullying. Emeritus Distinguished Professor of Criminology at the University of Tasmania, Rob White, gave evidence at the inquiry based on his review of the detention centre in 2011. Madhura Prakash asked him about his impressions of the facility.
Basically, Ashley is a prison. It looks like a prison, it smells like a prison, it feels like a prison. And as a prison, it was totally inappropriate place to put young people, especially young people who are marginalized and vulnerable. And it was cold, it was a horrible place, visually unattractive, and you wouldn't want to put your family animal there. So why would we put children in a place like that when we're trying to say to these children, change your behavior, make something of your lives, and we put them in places that work completely against that whole idea.
Counsel assisting the commission, Rachel Elliard, has stated the accounts from the detainees who were at Ashley in 2000 are distressingly similar to those who were there a year ago. But then we have the Minister for Children and Youth in Tasmania stating that significant reform has been happening. Given your experience at the centre, which is more likely to be true?
Well, significant reform has not happened. And as I've said, you can't change the spots on a leopard. It's a prison, it's a foul place that's totally unattractive and inappropriate for children. And regardless of the rhetoric, nothing's changed. The physical infrastructure hasn't changed. The social infrastructure hasn't changed in terms of the youth workers, so-called, are still presenting basically as correctional officials who have no interest in furthering restorative justice or rehabilitation agenda. They're simply people who lock kids up. That has not changed. Every single review and evaluation and commission and ombudsman report has said virtually the same thing. So it's time to knock it to the ground.
So the Tasmanian government announced a plan for a 3-year closure of the centre and then creating two smaller youth detention facilities with a therapeutic model of care. But yes, your recommendation to the commission was to raise Ashley to the ground immediately. Does the government's plan seem at all fruitful?
It's delaying tactics when, in fact, we have no time to delay. We have literally a handful of children in Ashley, like 10 children. They can be put somewhere else tomorrow. We don't need to wait. To wait is to further the destructive influence on their lives. So there's no excuse to delay moving these children out of Ashley. The other thing about Ashley is that memory resides in the brick and mortar. And the memory of the horrors of Ashley will be with us as long as that building remains intact. We need to smash it to the ground. We need to start and do something constructive in the lives of these young people. The solution in their lives is not to be found in a prison. It's to be found in supportive institutions where there are mentors, there's support facilities, there's a therapeutic approach to things and so on. And most of it has to be based in the community.
So you touched on that a bit, this idea of reimagining the juvenile justice system. I know in your statement you talked about green criminology. Could you speak on this and other ways to move beyond imprisoning young people?
The key to all of this is give the young people something productive to do. Don't just plonk them in an institution and do things to them. Get them to be active. Get them to learn new skills and knowledge. The projects that have worked the best have been those that basically get the kids back into nature, get them outside of the institutions and the gray walls, get them into the forest, get them into the waterway. They can learn skills of cleanup of the environment, of restoration of the environment. And the more contact they have with nature, the more their lives change. And it's the same kind of thing with bring animals into the therapy, both individual and group. The more that young people are associating and caring for animals, the more they develop empathy, the more they start to look at the world a different way. So we have really, really good, innovative, creative alternatives to imprisonment, and we just need to do it. You connect people not only to nature, but particularly for Indigenous people, we connect them to country through Indigenous elders and others. working with them to say, look, there is an alternative. There's something else in your life. There's other things you can value, and we value you. A large part of the problem we have today is that we plunk kids into these horrible institutions where the last thing in the world we provide anybody is respect. The most successful programs and institutions are those built upon a restorative ethos. And a restorative ethos is very simple. It's based on three principles. Respect yourself, respect others, and respect our place. And if we can do that, then we can provide a much, much better future for these young people.
Emeritus Professor Rob White of the University of Tasmania speaking there with Madhura Prakash.